Zohar Vayigash, page 211b, day 5, Chogli Yisrael. Tochazi, come and see. A new revelation of the Torah. Maksiv, what's written by Vorach Yaakov is Paro, and Yaakov blessed Paro. So what is going on over here? Yaakov gives bracha to Paro, who was an idolater. The Zohar explains. Amr Biyosi, says Rabbi Yossi, Paro, avogav d'gmur b'raza a'uchra. Even though it was explained in a different secret, there's many different ways, many different paths above in the Torah, in Shemayim, to understand something. So it's going to tell you something else. Smach tuchos amuchinim ba'alma. It's a support that we support in the world. We'll see what it is. Well, call tochazi, we come and see. Mishir Shirim, song 1. Susasi brich veifar o demisich vayasi. As a horse in the chariots of Paro, I have likened you, my beloved. Tochazi, come and see. Isu sichin lesmola. There are chariots to the left side. Raza de sitra achra, in the secret of the other side. Sichin limina, there are chariots to the right side. Raza de leila. Dikdusha, in the secret of above, in holiness. Vilein the kabbalin, and there, these opposite those. Because Hashem made everything one opposite the other. So the side of holiness is opposite the side of unholiness. These are mercy and these are judgment. When the Holy Blessed be He did judgment in the Egyptians, called Dina the Ovid, Kao Gavna, Dina Nesich and Mamish. All judgment that He did in the same vein as those chariots. The Gavna delay in the same way as He did it, the house Sitra Mamish in that way actually. In other words, Hashem sets up the side of unholiness is positioned correspondingly to the side of holiness. Mahal sitra kotel v'apik nishmasin. Just like that side, the bad side. Here actually the Zohar is saying a big chiddush is comparing the good side to the bad side. So even though the bad side really is modeled after the good side, and is starting as the good side, the bad side mimics it. It says like a monkey imitates a human being. But after the bad side comes into being, we can sometimes, from the opposite motion, from the reflexive returning light, learn things from the other side to the good side. So just like the other side kills and takes out souls, of kutchabichu ovid b'hao gavna mamish. That's the one the Holy Blessed be He does actually in that same vein. This he was written by Yoga Hashem kol b'chor, and Hashem killed every firstborn. Chayin kulam mitzrayim, that's all the things He did with Egypt. B'hao gavna mamish, actually in that way. Begin kach, this means sich v'yasi yaiv, like in you, my beloved. Gavna delay mamish, actually in His way. To be like the forces of power, lakatla, to kill. So, in other words, we can learn things from the negative side, from the way the Godfather operates, because they themselves are modeled after Kedusha, but sometimes because of the situation where the moon's light is deficient, that means that things on the side of holiness are not completely revealed. So there's certain truths on the side of holiness within the Torah that are hidden, and we can only learn them to looking at the dark side and bouncing off of them and then discovering it, rediscovering it inside of ourselves. See, it's written, Kini Hashem Anihu v'lo acher. I am Hashem, I and no other. Which means that even the other side is just working for Hashem, just part of Hashem's plan. So therefore, ultimately, we should be able to use the other side also in serving Hashem. Zim Nadasi, in time to come, Maxi, it's written, Mizeh Bomi Adom Chamutz Pagadim Vibatzra. Who is this that comes from Edom? His garments, crimson, from Batsra, I mean from killing with blood. Hashem will kill the idolaters, all those that hurt His people. Tachazi, come and see a new revelation. Maksiv, it's written, Vayishav Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim, and Israel lived in the land of Egypt, Beretz Goshen, in the land of Goshen, Echzuba, held in it, Vayifru Braibu Ma'od. They increased, they multiplied and increased very much. Echzuba, they got a hold on it, Achsanas Alman, eternal hold, which means that they acquired land of Egypt through redeeming this box of Kedusha that fell there. They got a hold on it. The whole lahon is chazi, because to them it is fitting. Everything really belongs to us. What was explained? And they were fruitful and increased very much. Vaday most certainly. Suffering did not rest upon them. And they stood in the lights of the world. Begin kach with this vayfru b'ayvu ma'od. And they multiply, they were fruitful and increased very much, which means that they're able to find Hashem even in the low-down places and also acquire that to the side of Kedusha. And this is all rooted in revealing the divinity in empty vacuum. So all along Hashem is really there. So all along the places where Hashem seems to be as if it wasn't, as if it not findable, he really is there after all. And that's the secret I have to go into exile in order to fish out and make those revelations. It's the secret of Yosef being thrown into the pit and living, even though there's snakes and scorpions over there. Means he goes into places where Hashem can't be found. He's still able to live and be attached to Hashem. It's the power to stand in exile in all generations, to find Hashem in all the hidden places, and to turn everything around, the darkness into light. The secret of Hanukkah, which is lit outside in the public place, the longest nights of the year, underneath 10, in the lowest places, underneath 10 cubits, 10 handbreadths. Find Hashem in all the places.